Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara, here to remind you that if you're starting a business, forming an LLC, or getting a will, LegalZoom will provide the personal attention you need to help take care of the details. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Big announcement.
Wow. Hold it. I'm sorry. What kind of announcement?
Whoa. Oh, my. Yes. Big announcement time. We have been teasing for, it seems like, since July 4th, we have been teasing the fact that we have an announcement for our West Coast friends.
Yes.
And our East Coast friends.
Really, because, it's a national announcement.
International.
It's a national announcement. An international announcement that we are talking about today on the show. Before we do anything on the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen, we know you like to reach out and touch us, and we ain't going to let you down because, ladies and gentlemen, it's time. Hit the music, Rob. That's right. Time to announce Cat 2014. The Mike O'Mara Show live in Reno, Nevada, baby. I can't wait. Yeah.
So where do we go first?
R-E-N-O. That spells Reno.
Going back to Reno.
I lit up from Reno.
Baby said Reno.
Down to Reno, Nevada.
I shot a man in Reno.
All the way.
She will be waiting in Reno with love warm and tender.
Reno, you know the ladies a lot like Reno.
Reno.
Live from the historic Circus Mandalay Ballroom in scenic, beautiful downtown Reno, Nevada. This is the Mike O'Mara Show live.
Turn down for what?
Your host for the evening, here's...
Turn it down for what?
Mike O'Mara!
Kick it!
Yeah.
Saturday night, November 15th. That's right, 8 p.m. We are returning to the Mandalay Ballroom at the Circus Hotel and Casino in scenic, beautiful Reno, Nevada. It is Cat 2014. Don't ask me why we're calling it Cat.
I think you know.
Oh, my God. It's the Mike O'Mara Show live. Yes. They liked us so much the last time that they wanted us back, and we wanted to go back there because you know what? We had such a great time, and you're going, why don't you go anywhere else? Well, it's the only second time we've been there, and we're coming back because it was so special. And the fact is that, you know, we're entertaining guys, make no mistake about it. But we like you to have other diversions as well. And what is a better diversion than casino-style gambling? And it's not casino-style. It's casino gambling.
And to be perfectly honest, Oscar left his sunglasses there.
I did.
And we needed to go back to Circus to grab them. We said, and why not? If we're there.
Lost and found.
Let's do a show.
It took a while. Took longer than we expected. But we're telling you now, it's official. Saturday, November 15th, 8 p.m., the Mandalay Ballroom at Circus Hotel and Casino in Nevada. Get your tickets. Here's the phone number. You can call the Circus box office starting Monday, September 15th at 10 a.m. Pacific time.
Right.
Here's the number. Write it down. 800-648-5010. That number again is 800-648-5010. There will be special TMOS room rates available. All you have to do is click the link on the Mike O'Mara Show website, and they will also take you to the ticket number as well. Got to do it the old-fashioned way. Got to call for the tickets. Don't ask me why. That's not my business. That's Circus's business. But we are coming back. It's Cat 2014. Oh, these T-shirts are going to be beautiful. I can only imagine. And remember that number again, 800-648-5010. We'll give you that number again on Monday before you can download. I'm sorry, not download. You can call and get the tickets that way. But yes, Rob's going. Oscar's going. I'm going. My lovely wife Carla is going. Pony Boy is going, and Rofo is going. So.
And if, the boys, if Matt can pay for his ticket, he's going.
Yeah, that's all right. He doesn't need to. But anyway,
actually, what we're going to do, Mike, is Mac is going to fly into Denver, and he's going to be on standby.
Very
we know
good.
That we
Very
can
good.
Get him to Reno in 3 hours.
We're putting together our points.
We are very, very excited about our trip out to Reno, Nevada. It is going to be the Leaner, Meaner Mike O'Mara Show. We're just doing a podcast on stage with audience participation and more fun and more thrills. All sorts of surprises out there with our live stage show. You never really know right until the the day of the event exactly what we're going to do. I have heard a rumor. I have heard a rumor.
What are you, in Bananarama?
No, there is a rumor that we may be breaking the stand-up comedy find of the next decade.
I've heard this. I've heard this.
I just heard that. We can't give you any names, but we have an opening act, and we think it's going to be pretty darn special.
Pretty huge.
You don't even know about this.
Pretty huge. Well, I know that the budget allows for only so much.
I understand.
So I can't wait to see.
This is where a lot of the budget went. Actually, Oscar does, I think, know a little bit about it because he always keeps his finger on the pulse of the public and his ear to the ground.
Yes. And, by the way, yes, tickets are more expensive than last time. And you want to know why that is? Well, so is airfare, ladies and gentlemen.
Tell me about
it. So are the expenses to do this show. So, I just want to head that off at the past. There was a ticket increase, and if you bitch about it, I don't want you in the audience. That's just the way I want to look at it.
It's marginal.
It is marginal, but I like to be transparent and not tell the people what the ticket prices are. All right, they're $1,000. They're $1,000 each.
But the good news is we only need to sell 4 of them.
Right. Right. Yeah. Okay, I will tell you, let me just give you a hint. The ticket prices are less expensive than Paul McCartney,
yes.
and they are more expensive than the Fort Myers flea market that's coming here to town this weekend.
Somewhere in the middle.
You could probably see Sugar Ray, the band from 1990, for this amount of money.
Actually, what you would see is Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray.
And as usual, Rob Spiewak has gone queer for the elements, and he has his special Cap 2014 song.
People are going to love this, Mike. Yeah. Stuck in your head. It's an earworm.
Reno, Reno, that's right. Reno, 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 honey. Reno, Reno, Reno.
So let me give you the details again. It's the Mandalay Ballroom at the Circus Hotel and Casino. It's Saturday, November 15th at 8 p.m. You can get your tickets by calling the Circus box office on Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific time. That's when it starts. 800-648-5010. If we don't sell it out, remember, we reserve the right to say, thanks, but no thanks.
That's right.
That's just the way it is.
That's why you buy the flight insurance.
Yeah, people go to Reno because they like to gamble.
Yeah. By the way, I bought flight insurance for myself. Did not buy it for my wife. So
regardless,
Carla will be out there, maybe signing books.
Mike, it's important to note that it's an entire weekend with the TMOS crew.
Yeah, let me just point that out. We're going to be there. We're working on it right now. The details of having a little get together on Friday night as well as Saturday. We didn't do that last time. We just did one show. So if you're also wondering why we upped the price a little bit, well, it's because we have to feed our families, and we thought we would add a little meet and greet with you guys on Friday as well. So remember that again, okay? Tickets are available at 800-648-5010. And I think the Friday night thing will be very informal. I don't think it's going to be a big deal, but we're going to be hanging out. Hey, the bottom line is we go out to the Circus Hotel and Casino in Reno, Nevada. We float around that hotel all weekend. I tell the guys to stay in their rooms, and they don't, and I don't either.
Hey,
and so forget it. I'm not doing that this time.
I did. I think Oscar did.
Yeah. You'll find me in the zany zone.
Yeah, meanwhile, you were down there in Liberace's mink coat walking around the casino.
I know. No. No, to be honest with
Praise
you, I was...
Praise me. Yes, I'm gambling.
No,
take pictures.
No, you bastards. I was sitting at a slot machine, and I knew about... Cat 2014. I knew immediately when somebody peeked around the corner and went, I said, okay, they know I'm here. And
I can't wait.
You could have at least worn dark glasses.
I should have. Cat 2014.
You know what's great
about favorite,
those,
we did that 10 minutes before the show started.
What I love about
that cat sound, I love that.
Is that over the next 2 months, no one is going to get sick of this song, and no one is going to get sick of the cat sound.
Mike, do you mind if I change my Facebook cover page to the Reno cover page?
Yeah, how do I do
I'll
that?
I'll do that right
do
now.
That right now.
Oh, you're going
well,
to.
Actually,
you shouldn't
do that right now.
No, you should do that after we after the show uploads.
Oh, that makes sense. Yes.
But what about
Don't
the people
get
that
eager.
Are? What, Mike? There are 15 people streaming it live.
So tough. I want to wait till right. we, yeah. we
tough
upload
cookies.
The show.
Yeah.
Meow.
Wait, we'll do it after we're done taping the show.
Tough
we can
toenails.
Do that. And I want to thank Oscar Santana, who was our lead man.
Yeah.
Talking to the good people
Never
who,
again.
At Circus who were a little difficult.
No, they just do things a little difficult. They are great. They just do things a little differently.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Our general manager's out.
Well, actually, Mike, it's our general manager's out. No, they are
We're
great.
Dealing with the,
really
now
great.
The same lady we're dealing with, right? That
and
was really
she's
nice.
A 10.
She's awesome.
The entire group is a 10.
Okay.
I think for us, the timing and scheduling was the hardest part. We want to make sure that when we head out to Reno, that we have kind of the run of the place, right? So
right, exactly.
With their schedules, they bring in their own talent in the past.
For Cat 2014.
Yes. And we want to be able to hang out with the listeners on and off stage.
Yes.
So that was the hardest
well,
part to find.
Well,
right
you guys might.
You have a different priority?
Do you hate the listener?
No, I don't hate the listener. Listen, after the live show last year, I hung out in the casino bar for 3.5 hours.
All night, baby.
All night long, I did. And then I went and gambled, and I got, I think I got back to my room. I'm not kidding you, at 11 o'clock the next morning.
And you know what that resulted in, Mike? For both of us, the clammiest flight home ever.
Yeah, it was. The strange thing was, the hotel security, you might have seen, at about 5 o'clock in the morning, the elevator doors open, and you see Carla pulling my lifeless body out of the elevator.
Well, you know, when you
That's
hit her,
too
she
soon.
Had
no,
every
I'm
right
not,
to hit you
I'm
back.
Not going to make light of that
no,
situation.
Of course
that,
not.
Well, we realize she can't knock you out.
That's
right.
It was
ironic because she truly is a knockout. All right.
On that note, Rob,
yes.
I think well, let's do it one more time just because it's fun.
Okay.
That's right, everybody. Oh, it's Cat 2014. Reno, Reno, Reno,
Can't
Mandalay
wait.
Ballroom, Saturday, November 15th, 8 p.m. We're very excited. And mark the calendar. We want to see you. And you know what? I am going to tell you this, that the show, as we have discussed, may have a Thanksgiving element to it. Because we're so close to Thanksgiving, I think we may have a little
As a
Thanksgiving
matter of fact,
fun.
Mike, we have a theme that we've decided, and it's
yes.
Mike O'Mara Show, Cat 2014. Give thanks for laughter.
Ah.
Yeah, okay. Well, you didn't do the
Bring
graphics.
A can good.
All right,
yes,
we'll be right
go.
Back. Thank you all. Thank you all very much. Start the show, you hump.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm embarrassed, like, for 80% of my life. And I hate it. You ever get embarrassed about a little thing, but you kind of want to kill yourself? You know? Like one time, you know when you get in an elevator, you go to press your floor button, and it's already been pressed, it's lit up. And you know that they all saw your finger go there and then stop. And that's one of those moments where you make that noise where you don't actually make words. You know? You get on, you're like, hi. I hate that. Just those little things, you know? The other day, this guy asked me the time. I hate that. I hate when people ask me the time on the street because something happens to me, I just panic. I can't read my watch. When I'm alone, I'm great at reading my watch. But when somebody asks me, I just have this anxiety attack and I just can't make it out. The other time, yeah, I got... it's like this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Cabby Viper Studios, Herb Worldwide. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services.
with over 25 million downloads heard daily at MichaelMerrisShow.com and exclusively over the air on the Mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks!
Attaboy!
Attaboy! The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
Why?
Because they get it.
I was walking down the street.
Now, because of the delay, did I walk out? Did I
no,
walk out of
no,
the
way? No, killed
it. Tight and bright, baby.
Our show today is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services. You know it. I know it. The time to buy insurance is now. Thank you. Don't worry. Encore Insurance is here to help. Encore surveys the most highly rated companies in the insurance industry to compare premiums. They will do all the work so you don't have to. It's free. There's no obligation and no salesman will visit ye. Just call 866-347-5748 to get a free life insurance quote or visit smartterm.com. That's where you'll find the license, disclaimer, and quality customer service. Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Stop paying too much for life insurance. Protect your family the smart way at smartterm.com, smartterm.com. We are very, very excited to welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show our good friend, Mr. Brian Gauthier.
Hey, yes, sir. Welcome back. Thank you. Reno.
Yeah.
Stuck from in the your Oakton.
It's already all day long.
Yeah. From the Oakton Wine Shop. And the Oakton Wine Shop, it's that time again, people. This, yeah, to me is like better than Halloween when it's fall.
Absolutely.
It's the Oakton Wine Shop 2014 Fall Festival. And today, Mr. Gauthier has brought in a fine selection of wines for, yep, Mr. Oscar and Mr. Rob to sample. Let me tell you all about their Fall Festival. On Saturday, they will have 15 wines, 8 beers, plus Rhino Treat cookies and Spallata jewelry. What is Spallata jewelry, Brian?
It's one of our friends. She sells silver jewelry for a company called Spallata, and she's going to have a whole display there all set up to buy jewelry. Great time to start thinking about gifts for the winter.
Now, that's Saturday. On Friday night, there's a wine tasting. 10 wines you will be tasting.
Yep, absolutely.
I guarantee one of them will be from Spain.
And Saturday, we'll have some Spanish wines, absolutely.
Yeah, he loves the... He is cuckoo for the Spanish wines, everybody.
Spanish in America. Let's go, baby.
Yes. Come on Saturday and fill your growler. The Fall Festival charity partner, Friends of Fairfax County Animal Shelter,
yes,
will also be on site to talk about their great work, along with bringing a couple of cute little puppy dogs.
Hopefully somebody will be bringing somebody home.
You know what? I haven't even mentioned this yet. Carrie's in the market to rescue another dog.
Oh.
So there is no way that I'm going to get out of going there and probably bringing home 5 bottles of wine and a dog.
Well, it's okay.
Okay, that's okay.
That works for everyone.
Yeah. It's a win-win.
Yeah.
And then Rob's neighbor will look out the window and go, there's that drunk Spiewak man. He seems to have some sort of strange dog with him.
Yeah. Well, she likes to look out and yell at me through the screen. Is it? What, do you have another dog? You have another dog?
There you go.
Ogden Wine Shop's located at 2952A Chainbridge. Hey!
Hey!
2952A Chainbridge Road in Oakton. Here's their number, 703-255-5425. And now, even though I live vicariously through my mates now when it comes to... it's time for...
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks for making me repeat it, though, Rob. And let's start the pouring. What are you serving up first,
well,
Mr. Gauthier?
Since it was a big announcement, we brought a little sparkling this morning, a little Prosecco from Italy called Adami. Congratulations.
Ding, ding. Oh, yeah, we can toast Cat 2014.
Cat 2014. Woo.
Reno. We can toast Cat 2014. I said we can. Thank you.
There was alcohol in his hand, Mike. It's okay.
I know. He was leaning for the wine was more important.
This is
How
so
is that?
Great.
Is that champagne?
It's a little Prosecco, sparkling from Prosecco, right? From Italy. So Prosecco grape up in the northern part of Italy. Really nice, dry, clean, crisp.
Very nice.
Brian, will you please pass that glass through the television monitor?
Absolutely. Yummy. I was going to pass the whole bottle.
All right, here we go. All right, hold on. Oh, that's good wine.
The bubbles tickle your nose.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, that is it's fruitier than most Proseccos.
Yeah, it's got a nice apple pear notes with a little bit of floral undertones, a little wisteria in there as well.
So
it's gorgeous.
Prosecco is to Italy what champagne is to France, or is it just that one region in France that can make champagne?
That's correct. One region in France can make champagne. Otherwise, it's a sparkling wine everywhere else.
Okay. Something. I'm getting. Wait, hold on. I'm getting a note of something here. Hold on. Is that?
Is that weed?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Let me ask you this. A lot of people, when they hear wines, they hear price point. They're like, oh, man, I don't know. But your wines.
Yeah, most of the wines that we're having today are all under $20.
That's great.
Wow.
You can't beat that. I mean, love walking in there. I always have that story, Mike, when I walked into Oakton Wine Shop going to one of our good friends' barbecues. And right. he's a nice guy. I know he knows wines. I asked him. I texted him. I said, what does your wife drink? He said, she drinks a red wine. And I said, okay. The usual, the douchebag me would have stopped by anywhere, but we had a relationship with Oakton Wine Shop, and I stopped by. You found this French wine, which was under $20.
Yep.
I walk in. I knew I had something good. I showed it to him. He's like, wow, this is really French. And I said, I can't take the credit, right down the street, Oakton Wine Shop. But that's the service you get from Brian and his crew.
He makes you look like Mr. Big Shot, or even if you just want something
Mr.
tasty.
Mr. Big Shot!
You can say, hi, I've got $20. I like a cab that is sort of cherry with like a buttery flavor. And he'll run and give you a bottle. And he knows it exactly. He can pair with food, too.
Absolutely.
Would you pour a splash more into their glasses, please?
Absolutely.
Brian, just a little bit more of the sparkling, because I have an announcement, too, that lots of moving parts on today's show.
Of course.
Lots going on and lots to discuss, but I do not want to get through the opening part of this show without sending out a heartfelt and loving message to my wife of 5 years today.
Any music for that?
Sure.
Carla, do we have music? We have music. We have sound effects for Cat 2014.
I do have music, Mike, for your anniversary. I do. As a matter of fact, here we are.
Okay, very good. This is it.
It's nice.
Happy anniversary, Carla. I love you. To the song stylings of Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass.
Bob Crew.
It's not. Okay,
it's Bob Crew.
Whatever.
The late Bob Crew. He died
yesterday. Bob Crew. You got your tribute to a guy that no one knows. Congratulations.
But Mike, here's
for
the
horning
magic.
In your selfish bio of a dead guy in on my anniversary message to my wife.
The magic is now, Mike, a guy that nobody knows, now everybody knows. Because of you and being so gracious with this announcement. You've really made the Crew family happy.
Happy anniversary, Carla.
Did you send her a card? I mean, I know she's not there.
We're celebrating her anniversary when she comes back to town.
Okay.
I see.
That's what we're doing.
She comes back. Now.
I sent her a message, message.
Her anniversary?
Our anniversary. And we had a lovely conversation this morning. And I love her very much. And it's been a wonderful 5 years. And it's really been 11 years that we've been together. We've been together for 11 years, which is hard to believe.
Did she decide to go to Maine a week before your anniversary on purpose?
No.
It
was a predetermined time to go up there. We're doing some work at the house up there.
Gotcha.
And so she's up there, and it's a good thing. And she brought her grandfather with her, who had never been to Maine, and this was the time
that he
could get up there. And so it's really special for him to be up there. I asked him, so what do you think? He said, the air. You guys can relate to this. He said, it's the air. I've never experienced air like this.
Non-filtered.
You get up there and you get the sea air combined with the pine, and it's really kind of special. So
beautiful.
He's digging it up there. Yes, yes, Rob.
I did a little research. Do you know what the traditional gift is for the fifth anniversary?
I know it's not the silver. It's not the gold. No. What is it?
Just be aware that when Carla gets home, you're going to have to give her some wood.
Yeah.
It's the wooden. Is it really the wooden anniversary?
Wood. Yeah, baby.
Wood. The wood. Hey!
Maybe you could do one of those carvings for her.
Oh, yeah. Or you know what? You could go to an amusement park and get her name cut into a sign.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'll do.
A key holder?
I'll get right on that. I'll plan on doing
it. A key holder.
Yeah. We definitely had one. It was the longest key holder I've ever seen because my real last name has 20 letters.
Yes.
Yeah. They're like, it's going to be a $2 upcharge for those last four letters.
Yeah, we had to cut down a new tree.
Yeah.
Here's your, you know what? When we went up to the Roosevelt home in Campobello, we do get walking sticks.
That counts.
Oh, that's perfect.
That counts.
But that's an old gift. I'd have to get
toothpicks?
Something.
Something old toothpicks but new?
A package of toothpicks.
Well,
Rain Man toothpicks. That would be fantastic.
Why would you buy her just one?
Mike, you get a wooden heart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a song called Wooden Heart, and you could sing
I will figure seriously something out wooden to get for her.
Or you can get a bird feeder. right?
Yeah.
The bird feeder with her name on the side.
If it's made of wood.
The thing that she decided, though, because she drove up there again, and she was trailing a U-Haul up there, and she has told me that she doesn't want me to trail my boat up there again.
I think America's told you that.
Well, I need to figure out how to get it up there.
Mike, America has spoken. Yeah, we listened.
I just think it's important we get Mac into some sort of... No, I won't let Mac
that guy
do that.
Can't try.
Oh, I know what would be a great gift for Carla to give Mike for the wood anniversary.
What's that?
Coffin.
Ah!
Thank you. Hey!
I was thinking a wooden
That's
boat.
That's fantastic.
A wooden boat. A carving of a wooden boat.
Oh, yeah, like a model.
Well, now you're talking about a gift. It's not becoming on my show to talk about what I want
what
my
do
wife
you
to
want?
Get me.
Antique telephone?
I want her undying love and respect. That's
not
that's
made
what
of
I
wood,
want.
Though.
She, I know this is going to sound
shoot
dry.
For the moon.
She's gonna. This is going to sound super dry, okay. But I mean it. Everybody, you know, and so I'll be sincere. You know what? She's already given me the greatest gift she could give me, and he's toddling around up there with her right now. My son Michael William is the joy of my life, and it's fantastic. And I hope I live long enough to see him graduate high school. That's
you
the
will.
Way I look at
so
it.
So she yes, should return the end table.
Yes, return the end table.
No,
I don't want the
that.
Wooden end table. I don't want the carving. I don't want the carving. How about a replication of the? Did you guys watch the news last night where they had that statue of the devil in Canada with the erection?
Yeah, the
maybe a little mini version of that. Paint it red.
The reason immediately after seeing that, my father registered an alibi. Not responsible.
Yeah, but your father went. We'll talk about it. Your father went nuts over that.
Salute
again.
Salute to Mike and Carla. Congratulations.
Yes. Here's
thank
to you.
Thank you. Happy anniversary, darling. We will take a break. Come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program brought to you by FanDuel.com. Well, the first week of the NFL season has chugged along, and we are ready for week number two. I will tell you that got the notice yesterday. Rofo has put a lineup together that I am optimistic about. Will I win? I'll let you know. You know, I was going to let you know my starting lineup, but I'm choosing not to.
Oh.
I don't want anybody horning in on my
you
stuff.
You are not like Barack Obama. You're going to keep your plans a secret.
Well, you're also the big dollar game this week.
I'm in the, I think I can win, if I was a number one, I think I can win $25,000.
Yeah.
And you're invited to play along. One of the things that our listeners have had a good time doing on FanDuel.com is you hear my trials and tribulations every single week with my losing teams that are usually put together by me and Rofo, and it's frustrating for me. So you can put your own team in if you're skilled in this area, and then send me a message and gloat about it.
Yes.
That's what like real a-holes that listen to the show like to do. FanDuel is the leader, FanDuel.com, in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. There is no season-long commitment, no upfront fees, and contest entry fees start at just $1. FanDuel is paying out more than $10 million this year. Remember, FanDuel.com, there's a new user special. When you click the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and use the code TMOS, the first 50 to use the code will get their deposit matched up to $200. That's free money. FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. FanDuel.com, and sign up today. And if Pony, if you do not get that link to FanDuel up today, I'm going to send you as a tribute to ISIS.
Oh no!
It's kind of heavy, man.
Jeez. All right, we'll be right back.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
The watch and the phones are cool, but it's really going to revolutionize the way we do business and the way we work with currency is Apple Pay.
Yes.
Now, Apple Pay, stop right there, is
for one
something
thing,
that I saw.
It sounds like Pig Latin.
Apple Pay.
It actually means papple. Apple Pay.
Apple Pay. Unsumer K Ipoff Ray.
That's right. Antenna say
Ipay
or
a bunch of idiots.
Apple A.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com. Bonus.
Let me tell you about Harry's, everybody. Thank you for sending along all of your personal messages about Harry's. I love the guy that sent me the package, and he's holding up next, and he said, I'm now going to be less hairy thanks to Harry's. It's great, and we appreciate that. Shaving sucks. You know that. You get all the razor burns. Harry's has come up with a better mousetrap, and I'm serious about that. Mm-hmm. I love my Harry's razors, and the great thing about it, not only are they better razor blades, but they are also
cheaper than those incredibly expensive razor blades you get at the drugstore. Harry's makes their own blades in their own German factory. They're crafted by shaving experts. The result is blades that respect your face and are super, super affordable. You got to check it out. On average, you'll save $150 a year just by using Harry's. Check out the deal on the starter set. $15, you get a razor, moisturizing shave cream, and three razor blades brought right to your door with free shipping, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. If you go to Harry's.com now, Harry's will give you $5 off your first purchase. Just type in our code TMOS. That's H-A-R-R-Y-S.com and enter coupon code TMOS at checkout for this limited time offer and start shaving better today. Okay, welcome back to the show. We are here with Brian Gauthier from the Oakton Wine Shop. What are we going to be drinking now, Brian?
Well, we are going to Spain today. Shocker, shocker.
Spain.
That's right.
Spain,
hola,
Spain, Spain.
Mike,
hola. This is Xavier Clua. This is from Terra Alta. It's at the base of the Montsant Mountain Range, about 3 hours south of Barcelona.
You make all this stuff up, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I thought so.
Yeah. It's a predominantly Grenache Blanca, a little bit of Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc blended together. It's got a nice little creamy, a little bit of sweet undertones to it. But just a nice fresh wine.
When they do a blend like this, do they do
See, that's the wrong music. I don't have any Spanish music.
I think it counts.
No, it doesn't.
You jerk.
It doesn't. I know. There we go.
Mike, it's okay by me. When they do a blend, is it after they age it or before they
Sometimes they do it before and sometimes they do it after. Or it depends on what they feel that they're going through the process. So they'll do the fermentation process.
Lindo,
Talk about fermentation. Yeah, nice job.
This is so mild.
Yeah, very mild. It's very clean. It's done no oak, all stainless steel, so it's very clean and fresh.
So it doesn't pick up, is it tannins?
No, it doesn't get that creamy, buttery popcorn note to it that you get into a lot of white wine.
This is
Mike,
dynamite. Mike,
you
if you're ever
going to
get back
note?
In the game, Mike, this is it. This is
you
how
know
you
what?
Get back
I'll
into
I'll
it.
Tell you something. I have been doing a lot of technical stuff down here to be wired and to be ready to go. And damn it, I'm going to tell you right now that I'm talking about wanting Spanish. No, to turn your Spanish music down. Turn your Spanish music down. I'm finding the Spanish
okay,
music.
Okay, all right, all right.
I'm going to find this. I promise you I'm going to do this.
All right,
hold on just a second.
I'll
go
some,
talk amongst yourselves.
More
please,
of this wine.
Yeah,
can you talk? Let's talk about the name if people want to find it.
Xavier Clua. It's from Terra Alta in
Spain.
He was
a band leader, right?
He was a band leader.
I thought so.
Yeah.
He was married to Charo.
This is phenomenal.
It's really great.
These wines, I went to the winery last year
wow.
and had a blast there. Everything that they make is just beautiful, elegant, rich flavors like this. And it's the only thing that's higher than them in this part of the Montsant range is the windmills.
Wow. So
you getting that, Rob?
That's beautiful. You. How does the elevation affect the grape?
Well, a lot of times when you get that high elevation, it makes the grapes really strain and work a little bit harder, so you get a much more concentrated fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're
like the Oscars of grapes. They strain and work so hard. Each grape has four podcasts.
The back hurts.
I don't know what I like more, whether it's the wine or the bullfighting.
I have a question. Hey, Spanish guy.
Hi, Rob.
Do you have a name?
I want to say I, along with the rest of the Montoya family, we are very, very excited about the fact that CAT 2014 is coming.
Damn it.
See? You sleep at the wheel. You're so bad at that.
Well,
yes,
you know what?
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you
Bringing up
you
the Spanish
much.
Music. Do you have a name, Spanish guy?
Yes, my name is CAT 2014.
I thought it was El Matador.
I was wondering.
El Gato.
Hey, CAT.
Oh, yeah, El Gato.
See?
When you do the bullfighting, how do you taunt the bull?
What I do is the bull has a giant pulse.
A giant
right?
what?
Balls.
But mine
mine are also giant, so I flash them at the bull, and it makes him so very angry. So very, very
Are your matador pants adapted?
Would you like to hear some Spanish chill-out classics?
Yes.
Oh, please.
What, did you bring, like, a boombox with you?
I got my boombox right now to listen to our Spanish music.
How long is the flight out there?
To Spain. Depends on which way you go.
But, is this called Midnight in Barcelona?
Leave out of Dallas at 6.
No, it's not.
Germany
I
or
don't
Paris
know what it's called.
Like
I don't have
7
it in front of me.
You have
in
to
Barcelona
you have
by
to excuse
11.
Me, Gato.
It's not bad.
No.
Oscar is planning out an itinerary with our expert here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gato.
You should go sometime.
You want to go?
Yeah, I might have some vacation time coming up.
And you know
what? Do you
have
some miles for me?
You could speak the language.
Ah.
Yeah.
Vosotros.
What does that mean?
Instead of nosotros, they say vosotros.
Your what?
No, it's us, but they use it's a different Spanish out there. It's Spain Spanish.
I see.
Castellano they speak.
Oh, Castilian.
Yes.
Depending on where you are in Spain, it could be Catalonian.
Yeah.
And, you know, Portuguese is different, too.
Portuguese.
But and they don't like Spanish.
If you were to speak...
Now I am playing Smooth Jazz by Sade.
Oh, I like
you might have to bleep this, but I swear if... This is the picture we have of Mike, and if you're on Ustream, this is a day to be there. He's in front of the glowing light of his computer with his music in the background, and you don't see anything from the neck down.
Yes.
So for 2 seconds as I'm hammered, I looked over, I'm like, what is he doing over there? Jesus.
It looks like Anthony Weiner on Ustream.
Hey, don't touch my wiener, okay?
Now for the
what is that? What is that Spanish opera song? What is the one where it's like "Cierto Lindo"? Do you know the one I'm talking about, Rob?
I don't.
The opera singers do.
I mostly just go back to "Lady of Spain" and that's it. You have any accordion?
Hold on, I'm gonna find that.
So the Castilian pronunciation, Oscar, that is when bees become bees, right?
And then I couldn't. I'm not versed enough. I just know that when I took Spanish in high school, they said this is how you say it, not the way you grew up saying it.
For example, if you were to listen to Motown in Spain, it would be Martha Reeves and the Bandejas.
But you would say Antonio Banderas.
Well, I say that anyway.
Well, I don't say it.
I would say I don't want to watch a movie with Antonio Banderas.
Instead of Ibiza, it's Ibiza. Ibiza.
That's it. Ibiza. The Z becomes like thought.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ibiza.
Yeah. Like, you know who would do good over there? Yeah. It's Zoolander.
How dare you? By the way, Zoo, if you want to come on out, I know you have your parents' miles.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to get on the train like next week, though.
Make the trek, my friend.
Because it's only 2 months away. Oh,
here we go.
Now I like this. I like.
Here we go. This is the Spanish for Spanish wine. Here we go.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
De la Sierra Morena, cielito lindo.
That's what I was looking for.
It only took you about 4 clicks, but we are right in Busch Gardens now. I love it.
This wine. Yeah, we can all sing around. You can drink your wine and enjoy it.
Salute.
Now, Enrique Iglesias, ladies and gentlemen. It really is him.
Is it really?
With Pavarotti.
Sounds like Mel Blanc.
Everybody!
I am the free Bandito!
Did you say Frito Bandito?
This is the Frito Bandito song.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Am I right?
I accomplished what I set out to do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for stopping by, Spanish Cat.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Adios.
All right. Yesterday, you know that Carla, my lovely wife of 5 years, is up in Maine. And so I kept the phone close by because she was doing some stuff where she had lots of questions. And I wanted to keep the phone next to me at all times. Now, this is exactly what happened. I told Rob a little bit last night.
I said, Mike, don't tell me this now. And you said, I just want to tell you a little bit.
Yep. I was incommunicado from about 3:30 until 8:30 last night, and let me tell you why. This is what happens. You remember the guy, my little pain doctor, that said, go into the pool with the noodle and traction your back and do that. Brian, if you're hearing this for the first time, I'm really sane. I promise you, I am really sane.
Sorry, I understand.
Earlier in the week, the doctor said, listen, I've got your fountain of youth, just like Cocoon. Go down and what's he doing? What's going on? He's distracting me. What,
Mike.
What's that? I'm looking
you
right
do
at you.
You. I'm sorry. Trying to have Pony get up and serve the next wine.
Ah, priorities. There you go.
Thank you.
I thought it was something technical.
No.
But anyway, so I'm sitting there and I go to the pool now every day and I try to traction my back, hang off the noodle and be ready to go and then do power walking in the water.
Isn't that the name, Mike, of your rap album, Hang Off the Noodle?
Hang Off the Noodle. Yeah, kick it.
Yeah.
Hang Off the Noodle. Yesterday I go over there and I have the pool all to myself. It's blissful. However, I notice that them storm clouds are a brewing. The storm clouds are a brewing.
So you got to beat the storm. You got to beat the storm.
I was busy because after the show yesterday, I did spend a lot of time thinking about Cat 2014.
I'm just testing you.
I know it's fun, isn't it?
I'm just testing you.
It's like when they put those drunk driving goggles on somebody.
Yes, exactly.
Can you make it around the course, sir?
You know what? It was. It's been really a normal weather pattern down here in South Florida, so that every day, usually around 2 o'clock, 2:30, it starts to bubble up, and you either get them or you don't. They're hit and miss thunderstorms, but if you get them, they're very intense.
It's like D.C. in the dead of summer. There's always a 35% chance of afternoon thundershowers.
Yeah, we have had a forecast of 91 with afternoon thunderstorms for a month and a half. That's the way the weather has been down here, and it's all like that. Now,
the weather websites must get updated as often as ours.
And so I brought everything over with me. I bring my little towel. I bring my little walking water shoes that I have. Yeah, I'm pathetic. I am so pathetic. It's not even.
It's not,
I give pathetic a bad name.
Tell me, Mike, it's not a little towel. You're at least bringing a full size towel.
A beach towel.
It's a big Corona beer towel. Is
oh
what it
my
is.
God.
It's a big Corona
gift,
beer
gift from
towel.
Jimmy.
I don't know. I got it. No, you get it in the beach store. What was the ha for? It was just a towel, and I bought it. I didn't give any thought to it. What's
you
the problem?
You gonna go vacation in Ocean City next week?
That's right.
Yes. Well, we'll take a break. We'll take a break, and we'll come right back, and I'll tell you exactly what happened. Thank you very much.
Wait. What? Wait.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie.
And it's not really a recipe, but I do shrimp, like a lemon wine sauce with a little bit of cracked red pepper. And then just to put that over pasta.
I guess the best thing I make, Carrie will back me up, I make an excellent chicken and dumplings. Yes.
Oh, I love chicken and dumplings. What's your favorite thing that Carrie makes?
Love.
You made her laugh.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
I love her voice. I truly do.
We dropped the newest Cake and Cookies this week. It's the longest one we've ever done. So please
I love the
check
way
it
you
out.
Mentioned that. He mentioned that like on the website. It's the longest one. How long was it? Like 9 hours or
no,
what?
No, it was 102 minutes, I think. Mm. We always set out to do about 65 minutes, yes. But there's so much to say.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Sleep Number. I've turned the corner on my back, and I want to thank Sleep Number for doing that. I swear to God. You know, this pool stuff that I joke about has worked, and the combination with the Sleep Number bed, I think that saved me, and I'm so happy about that. Want to tell you about the Sleep Number Dual Air technology for custom firmness and Sleep IQ technology that helps you sleep better. The Sleep IQ technology uses sensors to track and optimize your sleep. It will give you the best night's sleep ever. It is the smartest bed in the world. You'll wonder how you slept without it. My Sleep Number is an 80. Carla's is an 85. There is only one place in the world to find the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology, and that's a Sleep Number store. Come in right now, and you'll find the C2 Queen mattress with Sleep IQ technology. It starts at just $999.98. I'm laughing about Oscar. I will tell you in a second. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
I just started
laughing. The moment where I'm looking at Oscar and he's signaling Pony, and usually it's about some technical matter.
No.
And Oscar says something like, "You worry about you. I'm taking care." And it was like he was just getting Pony to pour more wine.
Mike, what we've got now, we've got stage one Oscar. We're not to the glowing eyes yet.
No.
Hopefully we'll get to glowing eyes before the end of the show. Actually, we're at stage two.
Munchies.
Stage one is when Oscar reaches over sneaky and grabs some cheese.
He just did. He grabbed something. I don't know what it is.
Stage two is when he looks at me and he says, "I'm kind of hammered." And then stage three.
Kind of
hammered. This is just for the Ustream. This is stage three Oscar. It's time to get a little bit of something to drink. Yeah, you can read
Oscar,
by his
lies. You know, it's Oscar's got a big weekend plan. They're going up there. Oscar and Chad, Big O and Dukes are going to be on Sirius this weekend.
Thank you.
And I know it's a very, very important thing because really, let's be honest, this is what they want. This is what they want. And I think they're going to be very geared up for it. They're going to do a great show. Tell everybody when you're on Sirius this weekend.
206 or XM 103, depending on what receiver you have. We're on from 8 to 10 p.m., Big O and Dukes.
And Mike, and, 10 p.m. on Saturday night, you and I will be on our CBs.
So, absolutely.
Breaker 1-9.
Breaker
1-9.
Just found out yesterday on in Canada as well. So
check it out.
Well we have listeners to this show from Canada, so
yeah,
people will be excited about
that. They just like
that.
To monitor our activity down here. They're all
before the attack?
Ready. Yeah, Mike, a lot of people don't know this, but 99% of the population of Canada lives within 10 minutes of the border. And that's
so
a
many,
fact.
I feel today like that old Ed Sullivan act where the guy was spinning the plates because I'm trying to get it all in. Let's go back to Brian Gauthier. What is the next wine you're going to be pouring for us, Brian?
So we have Seven Falls Chardonnay from Washington State up on the Waluke Slope overlooking the Columbia River. And really nice. A little bit more creamy or buttery.
Butter,
it's got
a
little brown sugar toasted notes on the mid palate. Just a really nice, easy drinking wine.
Oh, effing great.
That's
Jeez.
The best one you've poured so far. That is great.
And it's all for a whopping $15.
That's it?
Yeah.
What would you pair this with ideally?
Anything. I mean, you could do like a butter sauce. Pasta with butter sauce would be awesome. Yeah. You could do like a chicken cacciatore. You could do anything.
Mike, I know that you've been trying to spare yourself, but this might be a good time to jump back on.
Hi, how are you?
This is delicious.
I'd love to. Just pass it through the monitor.
Here you go,
appreciate
Mike.
You.
Just Thank have you. A sip.
Thank you. Oh,
Brian,
that's just a yeah.
Football season's in tier.
Absolutely.
We've got the opening game for the Redskins at FedEx Field. Could I swing by and pick up some bottles for some tailgating purposes?
Absolutely.
All right. Good to know.
And send a bottle to the coach.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian. We appreciate that. And always good to have you in here.
Always,
with all of
always
your
looking
different
forward.
Lines.
Now I got to figure out how to get to Reno, Reno, Reno.
Reno, Reno. We'd love to have you come out to Reno.
Reno.
Oh, you know what that is, Mike? It's Cat 2014.
Cat 2014, baby. All right. Getting back to my pool story yesterday. Yeah. So I got my noodle and I'm in there doing the best thing I can do to what are you doing? What are you playing there?
I was playing the cat in the arena.
Okay, and then I'm playing stuff too.
Mike, you're trying. Sober for God's sake.
God damn it. God, I'm trying. I'm trying so hard. I'm trying so hard to do my best today. So I'm in the pool yesterday, and I got discombobulated. There are a series of towers down here in the community, mostly on the golf course, that signal when there's cloud-to-ground lightning strikes, because that's how it's very expensive and it's very sophisticated, and it gets people off the golf courses. And most courses down here in Florida have that system. So, you know, it used to be they trigger a little siren at the clubhouse and it would work this way. Now it's kind of an automatic system that when there are lightning hits that are about to arrive, they clear the golf course and they get everybody out of doors. And it also works if you live in the community and you're out there, you know, doing gardening, you're doing whatever you're doing outside, walking your dog. It tells you,
I've
you
never
know,
seen
get the hell
this
out
before.
Of
there.
Are wow. the Do the towers have people in them, or are they
no.
just like sensors?
Yeah. They got lifeguards?
Sound the feasting horn. Yes. It's a series of Vikings, Rob, that actually stand up in a tower and they go.
Well, it could be some sort of, and to be fair to Rob, lifeguard, because it is an elderly community.
No.
If someone's
no,
gardening
it is, no,
and they pass,
no, no.
someone's got to like, spot them from the air.
They look like little poles with street lights. That's what they are.
See,
it's an electric system.
I was picturing like Stalag 17, that there would be lightning and all of a sudden the searchlights would come on.
It is an electric system that goes up. And I went out yesterday to do my little traction with the noodle, and I'm in the pool, and I'm all by myself. But I will tell you something. It was a thought process before I went outside. Oscar, you know how the pool is right across from my front door down
here.
It's
a little guy, but it's perfect for
little
you.
Little guy, but it's perfect for me, yes. And it's big enough to get the therapy done, and I'm really happy with that. But the sky did not look good. I knew I was on borrowed time, and I got in that pool, and it seemed like within half an hour, it started everywhere around. I was just looking at 360 degrees around me, black skies everywhere. And I got most of the stuff done. I tractioned. I did the power walking. I was feeling pretty good. And I had my phone on the edge of the pool just in case anybody called. I go over to the side and I take the phone call. And so I'm sitting there and relaxing and everything's good. And all of a sudden, and I hear the siren go off. And I don't know, because I haven't been on the golf course when this has happened, I don't know how much time I have to get
and
there.
You
All
are
I know,
deathly
yes,
afraid
of lightning.
Being struck by lightning.
You and Lee Trevino. I fear lightning like nobody. I'm terrified of it. I was the one when I was the Uber pussy when we would be on the golf course with my other guys. You know, you play with the guys. I won't be here for a while. No problem. I read the things that say no matter where the storm is, it can hit up to 25 miles away. I believe that. So when I hear that siren go off, I start to freak out. Now, in the process of my little therapy, I have slid off my shower shoe things, you know, the little walking water shoes.
Exactly.
I took those off.
Sand dollar socks.
I took those off because they were floating upwards when I was trying to traction my back. I don't know what's in them, but they were kind of floating, and I wasn't able to get a really good hang over my noodle. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just getting clicks and pops,
it's
Mike.
Like
I don't understand.
It's like floaties for your feet.
Right. It was hanging over the noodle. We want to go straight down so that you can actually get the full traction. So I have the shower shoes. I have the noodle. I have a shirt and a towel over on one corner. And I have my phone at the midpoint. And I get the and I go into a fire drill mode. And you know me, when I try to move quickly, especially in my depleted physical condition, things are not going to go as they
You're
should.
You're in the water, yeah. though. You can't do that much damage. I know I'm in the water,
but I'm trying to get out of the water as
so immediately,
rapidly as I can.
You become Jack Bauer.
Right.
You've got, there's just not enough time.
Man of
exactly
action.
What I thought. I look exactly like him, and I thought that's exactly what I was doing. So, first thing I do, go to the side, get my noodle, put it on the side of the pool, grab the phone, grab the noodle again, go to the stairs, at the stairs where the towel is sitting there, grab the towel, grab the noodle, grab the phone, get ready to get out of the water, and my phone is on the bottom of the pool. My phone is on the bottom of the pool, ladies and gentlemen, and I as soon as it went in, my hand was on it, and it was out. It was not underwater for 1 second. It was in, it was out, and I yanked it out, and I sit there, and I'm drying it off. And at this point, I said, okay, I'll deal with you. I'll deal with you, Mr. Phone, at a later time. I won't deal with you now. And I wrap the phone in my towel because the phone is the priority, not me.
Right.
And I limp across the street and back into the safety of my garage. And I dry off, and my bathing suit is dripping wet, and the dogs are going, wah, 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 and I'm like, I want my mommy. Yeah. I just was really bummed about the whole thing. I get the bathing suit off.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. That's the good part of the story.
Yeah. It's still wet?
Yeah.
I think we all are.
Yeah, it was terrific.
What?
Yeah. That's the same sound that I made when I dropped the phone that I made when I took the bathing suit off.
Nice.
Well, they must be very absorbent.
Yes, it was very frustrating.
Terry cloth.
I finally get some shorts back on. I throw my bathing suit in the dryer, and I walk over and I take a look at my phone, and my phone is a series of red vertical stripes.
Oh, you didn't turn it off as soon as you dropped it in the water, when you picked it out of the water?
I couldn't.
Oh, you couldn't turn it off.
No, I couldn't because it tanked so rapidly.
Oh my God.
And the guy at the, you know, the guy later would tell me that that's the iPhone. It just, you know, you're not going to save it. It's not like once you submerge it, you're done. Because it's got these. Wait a minute. See those little holes?
Yeah, Mike, but I put my iPhone through the wash, and I was able to save it.
He's lying.
Hand to God.
Lying.
Hand to God, I did.
What, you washed, you submerged, it was in a pocket, though. That might have saved it.
In a pocket, washed.
That might have saved it.
No, it was dead when I got it, and then I put it in a bag of rice for 2 days.
That doesn't work.
It worked.
It didn't work for me.
It worked, and it was just fine 2 days later. Now,
Mike, I think after the iPhone 4, one of the features they don't tell you about on the iPhone is a sensor inside the power charging unit. If it's ever exposed to water, it turns from a plain circle to a half moon circle, because there used to be a thing that Apple Care, I believe, would not replace water damage.
Yeah, there is indicators, but that doesn't mean the phone dies as soon as water hits it.
But I mean, it is that quick. I mean, I've dunked it for 8 seconds, and I mean, nothing.
Wow.
And that was in my pocket. Got it out, did the whole
rice
thing.
Maybe I was lucky that the phone was probably dead by the time it went through the wash.
He is the lucky boy.
It is, you know, talk about your first world problems.
Right.
It is it's an experience when you have this that the way I felt, guys, was I almost felt like I'd lost a loved one. It was so immediate. You're sitting there going, and you know that this is reparable.
Right.
You know, you go to the store and you see about dealing with it. But I was just, oh, my God. And something about the combination of being down here all by myself with no wife and no family and nobody that I know.
But isn't it great just being alone?
No, it's not. I'm not an alone guy.
Oh,
I don't think it.
Alone.
But the combination of that, I felt like a little kid. I felt like a tiny little kid, and it was very, very frustrating.
Do you get the feeling that when you lose, and we've all done it, we've all done something that we've either lost our phone or destroyed
it,
that the only way you could compare it to something like maybe 30 years ago is you're on the Empire State Building and you accidentally throw off your wallet, your passport, and your birth certificate.
Or your address book.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah,
and it's
everything.
Just all gone.
What about your pictures? Were you able to save the pictures or they go back to the cloud?
The pictures I did not save on the
phone. Oh, no.
My pictures are gone in my
stinks.
Phone.
The nudes,
too? Carlos got a ton more than I do, so we're okay with that. But the fact is, I'd love to figure out, you know, if I can grab
what
them.
What about the sexy pics?
the sexy my selfies.
Yes.
My selfies of little Mike were lost also.
Do you charge? But do you charge?
If I can come clean, if I can come clean about that now, I used a penis double for those because I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed.
That
about
reminds me, Mike. I still need to be paid for that.
Penis double.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that.
Do you not sync your phone?
Or I should say, thank you, Red. What? Yeah.
The Red Room bobblehead.
Do you not sync your phone against your computer?
I used the Mophie case, and the Mophie case has not been syncing.
Yeah.
So
you
I didn't get a lot of the
like
stuff.
Yeah.
I will be syncing. I'll be syncing it now.
You should get the iCloud backup as well. You probably already have it.
Most of my stuff was back. The important stuff was backed up. Cool. My contacts and all that were backed up on the cloud.
Good.
But, you know, photos and stuff, I've got them on my computer. But the ones that I just had in my phone, I realized I never synced them. Mm. So I bet
a lot of them are on your Facebook. Because the ones that you love, you probably posted. So you can probably grab them on Facebook.
I'll try to grab them. So I race over, probably about 3:30 in the afternoon, race over to the Apple store, and I walk in, and I'm kind of out of breath as I'm coming in because it's storming and it's pouring rain out. And I'm like, okay. I said, hey, how you doing, sir? I said, been better days. This guy went for a swim. And he turns, and he said, okay, just a minute, please. And they go back, and here's the knock on the Apple store. This is their new drive. I accept their little... make your appointment online and come in 9 hours later when you can only get an appointment. But you're making that the priority now over people that may have an immediate situation that's an emergency.
Celebrities.
And I know everybody's going to say that their problem is, but the fact is, I thought at this particular time that maybe, just maybe, if they took this back to the wizard that's the great and powerful Oz behind the counter of the Genius Bar,
Frank
that
Morgan.
Maybe he has something that he can do quickly, and you can save it before before it's too late. The guy flat out says no. It's 3:30 in the afternoon. He said you can come back at 8:10 tonight. And I said, is there anything I can do? And he was not dickish about it, but he was so firm with me about saying no. And he has dealt with so many people that he has said no to. And I'm sitting there with this 19-year-old, and I had no recourse. And then by the time 8:10 rolls around, my battery, because I think it was starting to heat up and chew up more battery space, my phone was dead. And I don't know that if they'd been able to do anything, they could have been looking at. But my point is this. When you get an appointment with Apple and you get in, I think everything's fine. I think everything goes really well. They're extremely helpful, and they do a great job. Everything leading up to that with that parade of dicks out on that floor is absolutely it has become non-consumer friendly. Mm. These little bastards are more into their little coffee clutches and talking to each other and knowing that a customer is standing there. I walked in for my 8:10 appointment at 8 o'clock, and this guy that looked like Answer Me These Questions 3 knew I was standing there and was chatting with his other two cohorts and knew that I was standing there. And I am getting progressively, I accepted the fact that I wouldn't get my appointment. I accepted the fact that I was in there, and I'm looking at these guys. I said, this reminds me of the bad flight attendant crew,
yes.
Where they're up at the front of the plane laughing and talking with each other, and you are garbage because you are the whiny consumer that they deal with every day. They have a systemic consumer service problem at Apple. With their model, by the way, which was very good at the beginning, now that so many people are there, they need to... I'm happy for your technology
and
your streamlined, efficient way. You need to help people right away.
Well, what
and you
got
to get people trained that can help people right away, not 4 hours later when my battery is dead.
This is one of the times where they've overstepped their bounds. They've hoodwinked us. They've taken it and they've made it not friendly for the consumer, but friendly for them.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
And where they've hoodwinked
their convenience is maximized.
What they've tried to do is somehow package it or sell it to us that it's for us. We're going to give you an appointment. But you know what? Sometimes 5 hours later is not when we need the appointment.
I can never go now without – I have to go online to see if I have an issue, to see what appointment they have, because I have to book before I go or else it's a waste
of a trip.
You've been trained
by the people at Apple. Mm-hmm. You have been trained.
They've got me by the cojones. Yeah.
And the fact is, until they open up more stores and more service opportunities for the consumer, that's the way it's going to be. And, if you know the system, you do that. When you're racing to get there as soon as you can, it was completely unnecessary.
What was that?
Because they weren't going to do dick for me.
What was the end result? Did you have AppleCare?
I have, Mr. Santana, AppleCare Plus.
Hey! Finally! Finally, five years later.
You know what AppleCare Plus for all those people? And Oscar's been raving about it for years. And AppleCare Plus allowed me to replace my phone for $80.
Woo!
What a bargain. Thanks, Apple. Thanks for me paying you for AppleCare for phone replacement, which you charged me $80
for. That is a bargain.
Mike, be specific.
No, well, it would have been $270, but they still charged.
They didn't ask you to drop it in the pool.
They suck it.
Mike, be specific.
You had to. Look at that.
Such a dick. Mike, not only did AppleCare Plus allow you to replace your phone for only $80, you only had to wait 6 hours to do it.
Yay! I didn't drop it. They didn't drop it in the pool, though. Let me give Oscar's expression when he did that. They didn't drop it in the pool. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more wine from the Oakton Wine Shop. And we've got Oscar Rotzi today.
Yes, we do.
Very good. We'll take a break. Is he prepared for it?
We'll see. Oh, maybe during the promo.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of our program is brought to you by LegalZoom.
Zoom!
When you're figuring out your future, you do financial planning, you get insurance, but to get real peace of mind, you've got to make sure your family and finances are legally protected. So where do you turn for legal help that you can trust? LegalZoom.com. For over 13 years, LegalZoom has been helping Americans get personalized wills, powers of attorney, and living trusts. LegalZoom also helps file LLCs, S-Corps, and more to protect you against personal liability. LegalZoom was started by some of the best legal minds in the country, and they make it painless for you to get the legal protection that you need. If you have questions, you can always reach out to someone at LegalZoom, and they'll talk you through the entire process. You can get legal help through independent attorneys and self-help services at your direction, but they're not a law firm. For special savings, be sure to enter our code TMOS in the referral box at checkout. Go to LegalZoom/TMOS, LegalZoom.com/TMOS today to protect your business and take control of your family's future. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Let me add one quick thing to the LegalZoom. You can use the code TMOS at any time. Use the code TMOS. If you're doing anything on LegalZoom.com, use the code TMOS.
Each
you will
and
get
every
a discount.
Time.
Yes.
Cool. Oh, that's great.
Okay, just the way you said that, I know you're drinking wine. It's making me laugh. Well, okay, welcome
trying to
back
multitask,
to the show.
Mike.
It's changed his priorities.
I got an email that said this is an updated copy.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. And without further ado, time for the wrap up of entertainment news for the week with Oscar Rotzi.
Gentlemen.
Hey, before you jump right into it, do we have another pour for Mr. Ryan Goth here from the Oakton Wine Shop? And let me give him a plug. It's their fall festival. 10 wines for tasting Friday night, 15 wines Saturday, 8 beers, plus Rhino Treat Cookies, Spallata Jewelry. Come fill your growler. Yes. The Oakton Wine Shop is located at 2952 Chainbridge Road, Oakton, Virginia. And here's their number, 703-255-5425, and their fall festival is benefiting the Fairfax County Animal Shelter, and they're going to have little puppies for Rob Spiewak to take home on Saturday.
Exactly.
Hope that happens.
I'll take
I really,
half a
really
dozen.
Do. All right, go. Take it away, Oscar. Sorry about that.
What wine is this, if you don't mind?
That's right.
This is Vietti Barbera d'Asti from Travigna up in the Piemonte region, and Barbera is just a little bit softer grape, a lot of ripe, rich red cherry notes to it, very mild acidity, a little bit of vanilla, medium-bodied. And great for food.
That's beautiful. It's
so
really
the,
nice.
the Piedmonte region is located right near Warrentonin, right? Virginia?
Yeah, exactly. Warrentonin, Virginia.
That's out near Front Royale.
Yes, correct. Okay. Yes. Just a hop skip.
He said the Piedmonte.
Yeah,
region.
Mike, it's right. It's just
not a Virginia wine, is it?
No.
Up the road from Fork Royale.
That's it. Yeah, the Piedmonte.
Piedmonte.
Is that in Spain?
That's in Italy.
Oh, it's in Italy.
Yeah,
oh,
northern, okay. All the way up north of Milan.
Here See, we I go. Got that. Yeah. Handy. I got that ready to go. All right, enjoy, boys. And now, without further ado, with this music in the background, here's Oscar Rotzi.
Gentlemen, Robert Downey Jr. has a great career, a wonderful family, but not everything is perfect in his life.
Mike, Robert Downey Jr. has a great career.
I could not do this, and we could just drink. That'd be fine.
No,
well.
No, let's do
Don't quit.
India is being arraigned on drug charges as we speak. He spent the last 2 months in rehab.
Right.
And what's tragic about all of this is that, and we spoke about it on the program a few months ago when he originally got caught, is that it's, I mean, there's a line of addiction within without the family, right? And now they have to deal with it together.
His father had a history. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm sorry.
God, I thought this was past him, though. He's still doing rehab?
His son is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And for what it's worth, Robert Downey Jr. is still in the program.
Yeah, and you know what? Robert Downey's father, I believe, had a history as well.
Yeah. Another sex tape is out, gentlemen.
Uh-oh.
Iggy Azalea. We're all fans of her. Do you know who she is, Mike?
I do not know Iggy Azalea.
You saw her all over the VMAs, and she has two top hits of the summer.
Yeah, what's the big one?
You know what? You probably have it.
I do. I just can't think of the name of it offhand.
I'm pretty hammered right now, so I can't talk. apparently, she has an ex-boyfriend who's looking for revenge, and he has a sex tape.
Mountains of Kentucky, 85 miles away from the nearest town. And I never did understand it.
Who's this?
I didn't
Me?
Understand.
This is Oscar Foster
Brooks. All, okay, I tried. I'm sorry. I'm trying right now. Oscar Rotzi.
Sunday. And if you didn't go, the rest of folk talk about it.
I'm sorry. Rob, so I pull up a Foster Brooks where he's like 98.
Who's Foster
and he doesn't
Brooks?
Have his. He's not what he used to be before
Jesus
he died.
Jesus Christ.
Terrible.
I would like to thank the Smothers Brothers.
All right, start your story again. I completely tanked it.
Iggy Azalea, who sings this hit song.
She's fancy, Mike.
She's got a big ass, white chick. She's Australian, but raps.
First things first, I'm the realest.
Realest.
Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down.
Like there's a sex tape that her ex-boyfriend is battling, and she had just turned 18 when it was shot.
Wow, is it in widescreen?
I don't know. But apparently, it's being shopped around, and she's fighting to actually stop this guy from putting it out. Now, my question is, depending on the state that you put out a sex tape in, it could be illegal.
Is it? I thought it was 18 statewide. I mean,
I don't think it's countrywide yet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
There's legislation. I know in Maryland it's illegal if you use this. But I don't know what the story in California is. But the fact that she's talking about this is it sucks for someone that's been in that position. I
if she's embraced the fact that it exists, it almost becomes a non-issue, you know, because she's got it under control now.
Yeah, but you still have people watching that.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's not a non-issue if it's out there.
Well, you know, but she's already what she's done now is she's made the boyfriend the villain.
Yeah, but you still don't want a sex tape of you out there. That's a moot point.
Actually, I do.
All I know is I want to tell you is that I'm enjoying this version of Oscar Rotzi.
Appreciate that. George Clooney is getting married.
Who I am?
Hold on.
Oh, I don't.
Oh, take two.
Would you mind asking around?
Okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Mike, I just spit out some very expensive wine.
YouTube sucks ass.
George
YouTube
Clooney
is
getting married. We all know that.
Yes.
Apparently the church in his town is pleading with the paparazzi saying that he's not getting married here. They have gone out of their way to place a sign in front of the church saying that George Clooney isn't getting married there.
That's their angle?
Though the city license says he's getting married there.
Hey, I'm not getting married, okay? Hey, I'm not getting married. Come on.
It's going to be a beautiful wedding.
This is in Lake Como?
Oh, it's gorgeous. Wow. Absolutely gorgeous. I'll leave you with a couple more things, gentlemen.
Yes.
Keith Urban cancels a charity performance. And this is a true husband and wife team. Apparently, he canceled the concert simply to go back to his mourning wife, Nicole Kidman, who just had her father pass away.
Oh, that's sweet.
Nice, right?
That's a stand-up thing to do.
A lot of people don't do that. A lot of people just talk about show business and taking care of their fans. So I'm sure his fans will understand. Blade Runner, one more.
Yes.
Oscar Pistorius. Guilty of culpable homicide. That just broke yesterday.
Which is manslaughter in the United States, correct?
Exactly.
Yes.
Do you care about that, Oscar? Do you care about
Pistorius?
I care
the fact. I don't know someone that just is going to take a shotgun and blow a ton of bullets through a door into the bathroom. I just don't know if that works.
You
that
know what?
Way.
As little sense as it makes, Mike, from the word go, I always felt that guy was telling the truth. Just a gut feeling.
Yeah,
I don't,
that he really was just super paranoid and he thought it was an intruder
but
and he had maybe kind of
this.
A flashback.
You wake up. You're familiar with guns, and it's not a gun issue for me. It's the fact that he didn't think to look where my girlfriend is.
True enough.
I mean, that's the first thing I would do in the
Where's
morning.
Where's my girlfriend? I got to make
well,
sure she's
they
safe.
Couldn't, here's the thing, though. They couldn't prove that he deliberately murdered her. And I think that that is, everybody seems to think that's what they had to prove in order to get a murder conviction. So, you know, maybe justice was served. And not good for the family, but the other thing is the judge can give him a sentence of up to 15 years, or she can let him walk.
Yeah.
And because of the overcrowding situation in the South African prisons, they're probably going to let the guy walk. But
Riva,
we don't know yet. We'll know October 13th.
You know what? That might be, you might want to choose a better phrase than letting him walk.
Yeah, make him walk. Yeah, right. Well, make him blade away.
That's Oscarazzi.
That's Oscarazzi. Enjoy. I'm sorry. I tried to get the Foster Brooks in there. Let's see. Okay. Have another glass of wine.
Mike, I loved it.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate that. We'll take a break. Come back with more. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Listen to this week's O'MaraCast because I have a special guest to help me get you caught up on all things more broadcasting.
I am Groot.
Thank you, Groot. Appreciate your help. We've got clips from the Mike O'Mara Show.
I am Groot.
Yes, I know that's your favorite show. We've also got the Tony Perkins Show. We've got Cake and Cookies.
I am Groot.
Yes, I know I didn't mention Gary Stein. Can we move on, please? Cake and Cookies, the Rob and Katie Show. And, of course, we've got
I am Groot.
Yes, Katie has a high voice. Rob and Joe Show. It's Mickey, Tech 4-in-1.
I am Groot.
Oscar is on every other show on the network. Do you mind? I'm trying to do a promo here. Anyway, you can subscribe, download from MikeO'MaraShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. And enjoy the show every Monday. We're going to have a little fun right here on O'MaraCast.
I am Groot.
And I am going to cut you down.
Love him.
I love that. Great, Marcus. Check out Marcus Serta's O'MaraCast. It's really a lot of fun, and he puts a tremendous effort into it, and we do appreciate it. Welcome back to the show. It's time for the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak, brought to you by Encore Insurance. Remember, today's the day. Check out Encore. Remember how they survey the top companies for you, and all you have to do is sit back and wait for the great prices. No obligation, no salesman. It's free. 866-347-5748 or go to smartterm.com for Encore Insurance Services. Check them out as a favor to us, but mostly for yourself, and please do it today. Let's open up the Audio Vault for Friday, September 12th. Rob Spiewak.
Mike, the first thing we find in the Audio Vault is another red wine.
Oh, that's right, from Oakton Wine Shop. Go ahead. What are you pouring, Brian?
Well, so we're back in Washington State, Spring Valley Vineyards. This is their Frederick. It's a bread blend of Cabernet, Cab Franc, and Merlot, Petit Verdot. A big, full body. This is that. This is not your $20 bottle of wine, but this is super elegant. This is that special occasion. You're sitting on, Mike, for your anniversary, it's that type of thing, having a nice steak dinner and enjoying it with a loved one.
It screams for red meat, huh?
Yeah. This is gorgeous.
Really,
you know,
nice.
I'm not tasting it, but I can maybe try to reach through the computer monitor right now and give you my best Paul Giamatti when you're talking about that, that wine, okay?
Hey, now, Brian, nice job.
Oh, my God.
Nice job. Yeah, well done. Well
Paul, it's killer, right? Yeah.
Is there Merlot in it?
There's
no, I'm not going to do that line. That's the next. That, I know you want that line.
And
I'm
not drinking Merlot. All
right. And I'm only drinking Merlot.
And I like Merlot. I put a lot of time into this, Maya.
All right, okay, sorry. There we go. It's a little Paul Giamatti. Been working on it.
Mike, today's Audio Vault is sort of like a precursor, a prequel to Tech 411 as we look at technology and things in the past. Hop aboard the time machine. Do you ever feel on this show like you're just a little too white?
Oh, absolutely. I feel that way in my every day.
You
really do.
You will not feel that way after you hear this story featuring Hugh Downs, ABC. In 1981, was going to talk about the newest trend in music, Mike. Here's Hugh Downs.
I know it's coming. I can't wait.
Hugh Downs talking about rap music.
The new sound of the 80s. Suddenly you hear it everywhere. Rap music. It's all beat and all talk. It tells you a story and makes you want to dance. Steve Fox examines an overnight phenomenon, rapping to the beat.
Well, there have been talking blues and things like concertos for drums. But right now, all around us, and so compelling you never miss the fact there's no melody, is a music that is all beat, strong beat, and talk. It's rap music, and it sounds like this. The word got around about That's the Sugar Hill Gang, whose records have sold millions of copies. The audience for rap music is really growing, and its use has broadened beyond mere entertainment. Here with a report on this new phenomenon is Steve Fox. Steve?
They did 13 minutes on rap music on the equivalent of 2020.
Can
it
you
was rap
believe
music.
That?
Yeah, so there are concertos for drum, but it's rap music.
Mike,
there you are.
You'll never miss the melody. I'm
you know what?
Hugh Downs.
And the answer to the question, every day that I walk around, I feel like Hugh Downs.
Of course you do. More and more so. Next story, 1982 Oscar, one of the great early video games, Dig Dug.
Oh, I love Dig Dug. I actually had Dig Dug on PC.
In 1982, they were releasing it to Atari, and they hired Chubby Checker to write a song about Dig Dug. They never used it. The only existing copy was found on a cassette in the basement of the guy who said, we don't want to use this song. So until now, no one knew this Chubby Checker song existed. What I think is great is 16 years after he recorded, or even 20 years after he recorded The Twist, he still only knew how to make songs that sounded one
way. Okay, I was going to ask that. Yeah. So this is just like The Twist,
it
right?
It is, but they hired this guy to do a song about Dig Dug, and they said, you know what? No thanks.
Come on, everybody, take a chance. We're going underground and do the Dig Dug dance. Fight your tunnel through a wall of dirt.
That's all he can do.
That's all he can do.
What a hack.
Come on, everybody. And even that line, come on, everybody.
Exactly.
Oh, to be fair to him, it was an extra paycheck.
It was. There was Dig a little Dug. Cash there. Right now, Chubby Checker is campaigning really hard to be put in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Don't do it. Don't do it. Mike, I think you need to blow this one up for me because I got no way to get out of it.
Sorry about that.
That's
all
right. Thank you. And our last time machine clip, 1996, Entertainment Tonight. Do you know who they chose to debut the fact that you could do Entertainment Tonight on the internet? Carmen Electra. This is 1996, so nearly 20 years ago. They're talking about this new thing called the internet.
Bob and Mary. Let's click on that and see what that does.
A click on the ET Spotlight brings up a biography and pictures of stars you see on ET, like Carmen.
Not only can you get this kind of information, but with a click of a button, you can get entertained. Check this out.
You can get entertained.
Time flies, doesn't it, boys?
It really does.
Jeez, that was yesterday.
They don't have to wait for the videos to come on the video channels. They can actually punch it in directly and see it right away.
You know, I've never really complimented Carmen Electra on her intelligence, but what she's saying there is 20 years ago, she says, you don't need to wait for the video to come on TV. You can watch it on your computer.
And the thing
that's
is,
actually ahead of her time.
Oh, she spent a little less time naked and on her knees. Maybe she would have done something with her life.
You know what? I'll tell you something. That's pretty good for a lady who's now 70 years old.
Mike, do you remember this kid?
Apparently, sometimes I don't watch the news because I'm a kid, and apparently every time...
The apparently kid, you remember him?
Apparently. Yeah.
He was on Ellen, and he told a story that just destroyed me.
You know what I did in my hotel room?
Tell me.
I jumped bed to bed. There's like this one guy who filmed me in slow motion jumping onto the other bed in a barrel roll.
Yeah.
Barrel roll!
Yeah. You just love life, don't you?
Yeah, and by the way, I love how you get to jump onto beds.
Yeah. Well, that's what you do in hotel rooms. I think everybody here gets in a hotel room and you jump on beds, don't you? Everybody does.
Yeah, but my grandpa, he doesn't like me jumping from bed to bed.
So when you're doing this, is your grandpa opening the minibar, or what's happening?
It's my mom's boyfriend. He opened... This guy, Grandpa Whitey, is the one who's going to the bar.
Yeah. Now we're getting to the good stuff.
I think we learned it from Johnny Carson. If you take a kid and let a kid be a kid, there's nothing better. I applaud Ellen. We close, Mike, with big news for the new television season. For this season of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek is bringing back his mustache.
It's been announced that Alex Trebek has grown back his famous mustache for the new season of Jeopardy. But I have to say, I mean, come on, who cares? Sorry. What is who cares?
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Brian Gauthier from the Ogden Wine Shop. Don't forget, it's their fall festival this weekend. 10 wines on Friday night, 15 wines on Saturday, 8 beers. They've got cookies. They've got jewelry. And it's all for Friends of Fairfax County Animal Shelter.
Yeah.
The Ogden Wine Shop is located at 2952 Chambridge Road in Ogden, Virginia. Give them a call. 703-255-5425. Brian, always a pleasure. Lean in, Brian. I haven't seen you all day. Let me see you there. All right, there he is. There's Brian Gauthier, everybody. We got to get out of here. And don't forget, it's CAT 2014. Tickets are going to go on. Tickets are going to go on sale on Monday, 10 a.m. Pacific. Do me a favor. Don't give me an aneurysm.
No, buy sell
it out. Sell it out in a week, okay?
Please.
So I don't, because really, and this is more for Oscar and Rob than anybody else. If you don't sell it out in a short period of time, I'm going to make their lives a living hell.
More so than normal?
Have a fabulous weekend. Check out Big O and Dukes on Sirius Satellite Radio this weekend. They're going to be on 8 o'clock Saturday night, and everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara here to remind you that if you're starting a business, forming an LLC, or getting a will, LegalZoom will provide the personal attention you need to help take care of the details. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. Enter discount code TMOS for more savings at LegalZoom.
Please remember to check out Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Since they compare the rates for you, they do all the work and all you have to do is save the money. Just visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. Again, that's 866-347-5748 or smartterm.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.